This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump! Jump!
Oh, yeah, here we go. A little rock and roll. It's Taz and the Moose. I'm Taz. No Moose. Moose, we'll be back next week. Zach Gelb is sitting in for the Moose and done a great job this week. I will say that right now. We're coming to you live right now on this Friday from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio, kids. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Yes, that's the truth right there. If you want to call this show, we'll be here until 9 a.m. Eastern. It's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Oh, that was smooth. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're listening to us across one of the great affiliates across this great United States on the great CBS Sports Radio to the great Taz and the Moose across this country. That's great. Or maybe listening on radio.com, the app, or maybe listening on CBS Sports Radio app, which is actually the CBS Sports app. Or maybe you're listening on SiriusXM 206, or maybe listening on the SiriusXM app, which we believe is Channel 206. Or maybe, Zach. Hello, maybe.
Possibly.
Yes, maybe.
Hello.
Maybe, maybe you're following the show on Instagram or Twitter, which you, Zach, love so much, which is at Taz and the Moose, which I thought our Twitter following went up a whole bunch yesterday because of all the stuff that went on with you, Zach.
I'm still alive. It's good to know.
Yes, you.
The marks have not turned fully on me yet.
There he goes already. We're 2 minutes in. He's calling the marks, marks. Unbelievable.
Mark, you are a mark.
Okay, we're going already. Here we go. No, so anyways, we have a lot to cover in this episode. It's going to be great. We have no guests, which is okay, fine, too. There's the promotion. For that, that's how Mike's looking at me. What? That's how I do it. That's
Mike,
how
I do it. Are you taking a shot at me, Taz?
No, it's not. It's my deal, anybody who knows me, who's listening to me on the radio, or on podcasting, I pride myself a lot of times. Hey, you know, I believe in you're a content provider, Zach. I'm a content provider. If you're doing radio, if you're doing TV, podcasting, it's great to have guests. It's also great for people to hear your voice.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And we're personalities. That's what we are.
Well, yes, we are personalities, and there was a personality who was in action last night, and it's Kyler Murray, this young man, Kyler Murray, the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. I got to tell you, I watched a good chunk of this game.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, honestly. I can't stand
the preseason.
I know, bro. It does get annoying.
It's nauseating.
I told you this yesterday. I used to, back in the day, like always, like watch preseason. I love football.
I love football.
So I'll watch any kind of football. You know what I mean? But preseason, whatever. But the past few years, I don't enjoy it as much. But I did. I was dialed in because I wanted to watch Kyler Murray see how much he was going to play. I actually think they played him more than they wanted to play him because he stunk. And I think that they wanted him to finish on a high note, which he was 3 of 8 for 12 yards. Okay. 3 of 8 for 12 yards. Heisman Jones. I understand it's preseason, and they made the Raiders look like the 85 Bears. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
It's not a good Raiders
team. No, it's not good. And, okay, look, I know, you, Zach, you know, we all know. People listening to us right now, we all know it's preseason. I get it. But still, if you watch, now, Hard Knocks, I know you watch it, I watch it. I've been watching it for years. I'm assuming you've watched the past few seasons.
No doubt.
Probably since you're a young kid, right? I've been watching like you for a long time.
Back when the Ravens were on it with the comedy skit. Ray Lewis and Sharp laughing in the corner.
So you've been watching a long time. That's right. The Bengals won, the Jets won. I saw all those two just like you.
The reason GD Snack, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Fun fact about that. That room and that hotel where Rex Ryan gave that speech is where my bar mitzvah was, actually.
Oh, wow.
A little Jewish history for you.
A little Jewish history on this Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, happy Radio
Welcome
Friday.
Welcome to Taz and the Moose.
Hump Day Friday. Wait, that's a mix-up. But anyway, so the reason why I'm bringing up Hard Knocks, circle back. That's what I do. The reason why I'm bringing up Hard Knocks is, and the word preseason, because anybody out there who listens to us right now who watches Hard Knocks, and you'll get this right away, Zach, because you watch Hard Knocks, they understand to these players, maybe even the veterans a little bit, a little teeny bit, how important the preseason is, especially these young guys that are either trying to make the team, obviously, or a guy like Kyler Murray who's trying to prove his worth and try to show the world, you know, because he's an undersized QB. Everyone talked about his height and was obsessed with his height. So he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, which I respect that of him. I understand me as an undersized pro wrestler. I get that mindset. Point is, anybody who's paid attention to Hard Knocks over the years, they pull back the curtain and you could see how important these preseason games are. Agreed with this? Right? When they get into the games, how important, like during the game, like you're watching Hard Knocks and these coaches are mic'd up.
And Gruden's losing his mind in a preseason game.
Dude, if you think back, and you just said it, and I believe you, you saw all these other Hard Knocks. I'm not saying name when, but if you think back to these other Hard Knocks episodes, shows, during these preseason games, these coaches are all like, they're coaching these games. Like, these are real games.
Well, because if you're a coach and you go lackadaisical, right, your players are going to go lackadaisical.
Absolutely.
And most of the time, it's the guys that are trying to fight to make the roster. Like, an Aaron Rodgers, we'll get to him later. He's not going to give a rat's ass about the preseason. The Rams, with their star players, they don't give a rat's ass about the preseason. But you got guys over the years like Chris Hogan, who developed a name for himself. Yeah. The Terminator, Connor, the Jets.
James Connor, running back. Right? John Connor. John Connor, yeah.
And those are the guys that this is their livelihood. Right. And even if they don't make the team, people are going to see them, they'll audition, and they'll jump on another team. So it's big for them.
Right. Big for them, like last night for the Cardinals. I mean, you're going into the game, if you're Kyler Murray, I'm strongly assuming he wants to have a good showing. He doesn't want people like us coming on the air the next day saying, oh, gee whiz, even though it's a preseason game, Kyler was 3 of 8 for 12 yards with no TDs.
No, you're not going to be proud of that. No, as a competitor, you won't.
You're not. I don't give a rat's tail if it's in practice or if – and for anyone who's never played sports, there's a lot of people out there listening to us either on the podcast or live right now.
NOPS.
Yes. That's, I don't like to go that –
You were big on the term NARP.
I am off air when I'm around Boomer Esiason and I, because we're friends. Usually on the air, I don't take our audience and just kick them in the yambag. That's not normal. Not my normal gimmick. Like, you are NARPs, and I'm better than you.
That's
I try
a
not
complete
to go that
antithesis
route.
Of Boomer. Boomer will call you a NARP to your face, and
right. Well,
will make you feel pretty bad.
Maybe I should do that more often. Maybe I'm a little bit more.
You
gingerly.
Can do whatever you want.
I actually can, but I'm a gentleman. So I
rubbing up against Boomer.
You know, so that's my thing. I'm a gentleman. You know, so I try not to. Boomer is a quarterback. He's very brash. He's very tall. He's very handsome, and he's extremely wealthy. So he's got more chutzpah than me.
Shut up!
And that sounds crazy because I got a lot of chutzpah. You know what I mean?
Shut up! I think your bank account may be a little bit fatter.
All right. Anyway, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm circling back again.
I love getting you off topic, by the way.
It's impossible.
It's the thing I've enjoyed the most.
It's actually
this week.
Impossible. So the thing is, because I'm a conversationalist.
Sure.
So you can get me off topic, but I'm a pro.
We're two loud Long Islanders.
Of course. So we always go back, we circle back always. We always circle back to the topic. And the topic at hand is Kyler Murray stinking last night. So I watched him. I actually felt bad for him, bro. Don't quote me on this. You could probably look up the stat. I don't remember if in one series, he might have got 2 or 3 penalties in one series.
No, oh, yeah.
Kyler Murray.
The delay of game. Delay of game. Offsides.
Offsides, correct.
The safety he took was ugly, too. Oh,
really bad. Okay, but the problem that he was having, for those that didn't see it, he's in shotgun the whole while, which, you know, you knew that's going to happen because he has no height.
It's 5'8", 5'7".
You got to keep him in shotgun. And they're running this offense that he's been running since he's 8 years old. So the Cardinals have customized the offense. You know, Cliff Kingsbury. For him. So you're taking a kid out of college and you're customizing everything for him. So the learning curve is nil. It's something he's comfortable with. Okay.
Different speed of the game, though.
Right. I don't know where I'm a little bit on the fence with that they just made life so simple for him. That instead of him coming in and learning a playbook, it's like his playbook.
That's never going to be simple for a rookie. And as you see, in week one, he was okay. Week two, he stunk.
Correct. But they're trying to make it simple. And what Kyler Murray will tell you and what Cliff Kingsbury will tell you is that you know, they're holding back right now. And I'm paraphrasing their thoughts, or the things they've kind of said over the past few days that I've heard and seen, that they're holding back on this offense. There's a lot more to this offense that they're not showing people.
You still
right
got to execute it, though, because you can hold back all you want. If you get to week four or five and you're 0-4 or 0-5, no one's going to – what are you going to say then?
There's no doubt.
It's going to be, oh, it's a learning curve. It's an adjustment, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing that concerned me the most when I was watching some of it, because I don't tend to enjoy preseason. I don't like to watch it, but I get we have to talk about it. The blitzing of the Raiders was, and I think you're going to see that a lot. They're going to blitz this kid all day because they don't want him to get outside the pocket and run. And last night, the Raiders did a good job keeping him in the pocket and blitzing him. Right. And he only had, I think he ran the ball at one time, like only once for 4 yards something like that.
And what they're doing in that blitzing is obviously containing him to the pocket. Well, you'll see a lot, like, so if you're playing against, for anybody that maybe never played the game. So if you're playing against the Patriots and then you're playing against the great Tom Brady, you'll see teams, obviously, what do? They pressure Tom Brady up the middle.
Yeah.
They want to force, they want to force Brady up middle, up A gap, get him out of the pocket and get him on his wheels running because that's his weak link and get him on the outside.
Sure.
Kyler Murray, different story. They want to keep him in the pocket and they want to, it's kind of simple,
contain
and blitz
him
the outside and contain him to the pocket. Keep him in between the guards and behind the center as much as possible. And the Raiders did a good job of that. So, you know.
And the Raiders don't have a great defense.
No, they don't. But they don't. But the thing is, with being in shotgun for Kyler Murray and these penalties he was getting, he was so confused. Cliff Kingsbury had to pull him and the other two quarterbacks aside, on the sideline, and explain to them because Kingsbury had a conversation with the referee about this. And ESPN did a good job covering all this during the game. If you saw it, his cadence, okay, Kyler Murray's cadence, the way
with
he's
the clapping, right?
Right. Yeah. He's doing too quick of sudden movements, and which is legal and fine in college. You can't do it in the NFL. How in the holy high hell, kind of a rhetorical question here, is this kid in the NFL, around NFL coaches, and he's doing a cadence and clapping and using his arms where he's breaking the rules, which is a basic rule? Well, I'll answer my own question. Because Cliff Kingsbury is a rookie coach. And there's got to be somebody. I'm not looking at the staff of the Cardinals. I know Pete the Body knows it. But I'm like, what? What? Like, what? He's got to have a veteran coach there. He's got to. Someone's got to know. I don't know why I'm screaming right now. Someone
it's
has
preseason. To, it's preseason. Take it down a little bit, all right? Save yourself for the regular season. You're going to be going to need a vacation by week 13.
Jeez.
I know. I get like that sometimes. I know.
Hard ass Joe.
I mean, and
Vance,
you know,
Joseph, he's defensive mind, but that, you know, he's
a moose
on
moment.
Staff.
Yeah. What's that? Who,
Vance
Joseph?
Yeah. Former head coach, he's defensive coordinator, but he's on staff.
He was perplexed by the Raiders offense. He was perplexed by Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon, Pete. Mike Glennon. Come on. Vance. I love that name. Wish my name was Vance. Anyway, so a little bit concerning.
Their passing game coordinator, by the way, is Tom Clements. He's been in the league. He's had 21 years of experience.
Okay, well, there you go. Perfect. Thank you for saying that, sir. Appreciate that. How is it you have a coach that he's the passing coordinator coach?
Mm-hmm.
He's a coach on the staff in the room with young Cliff Kingsbury, coach Handsome Man Jones. Okay, got it. He's there. How is he not saying, hey, Kyler, hey, Cliff, while we're in practice, I'm watching what Kyler's doing in shotgun, and it's not legal when we're scrimmaging. And also, by the way, side note, complete side note, in these NFL camps, in practice, when they get rolling a little bit, they do bring referees in all the time.
I see it all the time.
Right. They're paying.
They tell them what's legal.
Exactly.
Illegal.
And they're reffing practices, you know, scrimmages. I don't know how this kid was having this kind of problem yesterday.
And by the way, Tom, the passing game coordinator and QB coach, he's worked before with two quarterbacks you may have heard of.
Who's that?
Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, there you go.
You bring up a great point.
There you go.
If you're having this many penalties, and I get things are going to be sloppy in preseason when you have so many moving pieces, what are they doing in training camp? What are they doing in OTAs that you can't even snap the ball correctly?
That's what I'm saying. It's
a problem.
It was when I watched it live, I'm like, wow, okay, one time, fine, no problem. Two times, okay, three. Dude, it was like, and the worst is Murray's on the sideline, and the look of bewilderment, like shock and awe look on his face.
Welcome to the NFL, kid.
He's like the mental part of it. Now, look, his release is super quick. I will tell you, when he's throwing the football, you know, I mean,
and he's a heck of an athlete. He's top 10 in baseball athlete. And football.
No, he really is. And you can see he's explosive
as
hell. You
have to think he'll improve eventually.
I do think that. I agree with you. And I'm telling you, his quick release is a huge, huge thing of why he's at the level he's at this young age and at 5'10". And once he gets in sync a little bit, because him and Fitzgerald, he didn't play that much, but they weren't in sync. Like, there was no, they just, you couldn't see, there was nothing there. And what's his name? What's his name, Kim? Was it Hundley? When he came in, okay, he looked pretty good. I mean, he looked pretty good, Hundley. I was like, wow. Now, you're going to get second and third string defenses. I get it. You know, where Murray is probably going to a lot of the ones, not the twos and threes. Hundley was 10 of 15, 139 yards. Again, though, in defense to Kyler Murray, Hundley's going against, you know, twos and threes.
And then Chad Knauf, the former Princeton product, threw a touchdown pass as well.
He did. He was 2 of 6, I believe, of 65 yards. So, yes.
But real quickly, one name that we have to bring up.
I know, just you could speak.
The name we have to bring up is Steve Kahn. Steve Kahn.
Not Tony Kahn. Oh,
the general manager, he got rid of the coach and the quarterback after 1 year, and this is the duo he selected.
Good point.
So,
good point.
Kingsbury and Murray, we could judge them year one, but the real pressure's on Steve Keim because your tushy's on the line.
Tushy is a great word that considers stolen. I don't think I've ever used that on the air, and I will.
I was going to say little Terry Collins, his ass is in the jackpot. But.
You could say ass all day. Okay, now tushy is part of my IP.
Tuchus.
You know what IP is?
I'm going to say your vocabulary, your language.
Wrong.
Nope.
IP is intellectual property. 855
I learned about that in college.
I'm speaking, sir. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. What is your concern level for Kyler Murray after last night? Give the show a call. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard that correct. Right now, I'm going to let you guys know about what's going on here with the CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, because I'm going to let you know about it right now. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227. 4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news, tremendous, outstanding, spectacular news. There's a quick way you can save money. All you have to do is switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. We've been talking about Kyler Murray and his performance last night in the preseason game and their loss against the Oakland Raiders, and chatting about that a little bit. Right now, we have our man Darwin Zook is here to do his latest sports update. Zookster, remember we did that, the poll, Zook, what we, hold on a second. Wait a second.
Look, you see his glasses?
Yeah, I just noticed that. Let's time out a second. Okay. One arm Jones.
He lied to us yesterday.
He has glasses on that have one arm, and you said you lost your glasses, and I had to lend you mine.
I didn't want to get into specifics.
But you actually, looks like someone punched you and broke your glasses.
Yeah, no, I think I just sat on them.
Okay,
maybe. Well, but it was a couple days ago. I didn't want to get into the details.
Always comes out to punching with me.
Yeah. I have a theory. Just saying.
Yeah, go for it.
I may have saw something yesterday on Darwin's last update. Darwin tried to leave with your glasses, and you may have clocked him in the arm. Broke off the glasses.
Yeah, I'm not normally. I don't go for the punch. I'm not a punch guy. So I don't have a big reach. Even I have long arms for a shorter guy.
Kicked him?
No, I don't kick. Elbow. What am I? I'm not an elbow guy. I'm a take you down and grind you into the dirt guy. Yeah, I'm a grappler. Okay, so it's all about the takedown.
I got long arms. On that one.
Yeah, so I will take you down. Anyone, I don't care who they are.
Let me go hide underneath the table.
I'm all about the takedown. I'm all about single legs, double legs, take you down, grind you. I'm not going to punch you. I don't mean you guys in particular.
Right.
Let's just use Mikey B as an example.
I'm way too tired to be punched.
Let's just take Mikey B. Like Mikey B, maybe one morning I walk in. Just walking. Mikey's just lumbering around the times. How you doing? And next you know, just double leg him and just take him down. God, Mike, I don't know what would happen.
Happy hump day.
I always had eyes for you, baby. So listen, you broke your glass, you sat on them.
Okay. Yeah.
And now you mumbled something before we went live here, this current segment. You said something that you haven't slept.
Yeah, I was at, I was at Sirius yesterday, last night.
Whoa. There's other radio stations in America?
Yeah, we're actually on Sirius.
I figured you guys.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, yeah, 206.
Yes. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
so I was over there, so I had to do that last night and then get home, 2 in the morning, and I can't sleep. I need like an hour buffer to fall asleep first. Mm, I can't just get home, fall asleep, so came right here.
Wow, you're
amazing. Sirius XM 206.
There you go. You're amazing. You really are amazing. It's amazing what you do, Darwin. And remember, we put
you're
that poll
into
up
a company man
thick
by
with
the way.
Sarcasm.
You're now all of a sudden turning into a company man. A
little bit. Yeah. No.
You want to trade glasses?
No. We had a poll up. If you remember, now Zach doesn't know about this. I don't remember the options though. For his nickname, it was Zookster, Zookie. What were the other ones? Anybody remember?
Sounds like he's like two.
He hated the
T-Bone.
T-Bone. He looks like a T-Bone.
Mike, who was the other one? You remember?
Hold on, I'm scrolling through.
Oh, it was tremendous.
I like Zookster.
Yeah, Zookster. But then once Darwin said he didn't like Zookie, it kind of took on a life of its own.
Yeah, I think you got into human psychology because as soon as I said I didn't like it, everyone voted for Zookie.
I went into one of my little psych 101 gimmicks.
Yeah. Now, did you promote and advocate for Zookie?
I probably did. Being wise guy, I think I might have.
And all your marks followed.
That was behind the scenes action.
Again, all your marks.
All your marks followed. Yeah, Pete Bellotti was like, oh, here we go, get the votes going.
Here we go. Now the attack.
I told
on
you,
Pete.
I'm a fan. Damn it, I'm a fan.
You're not a fan. You're more than a fan.
You are a mark.
Come on, Pete.
I've only known the term for 2 days. Pete is a mark.
Okay, what's the poll, Mike?
All right, so the poll was, which nickname should we give to fill in anchor Darwin Zook? And the winner was Zookie with 39%.
Zookie.
Getting 25% was Zookster. Z-Bone had 23%.
Z-Bone.
And 13% was Z-Daddy.
I like Z-Daddy.
Z-Daddy's pretty cool.
You look like a Z-Daddy.
He does look like a Z-Daddy.
Get the Hugh Hefner smoking jacket. Z-Daddy right here.
I could see him wearing like a zoot suit. If anybody remembers those. No one's like, what's a zoot suit? Everyone's a little younger than me. I was like, zoot suit. What is that? Zoot suit's like, you Google it. All right, anyway. Zoot Google suit's it. Like those with the hats and the big the pinstripes.
Oh, okay.
Somebody Google it. Anybody. Whatever.
You've worn them in your day, right?
No. What am I, from the 1930s?
Zoot suit.
What
Riot.
Zoot suit Riot. Yeah, that song. Remember that song? Who did that? The
big Cherry Bad Pop Voodoo and Daddy.
Cherry Pop and Daddy's nice. And Ed Norton. Yeah. Cherry Pop and Daddy. Pete, how'd you know that?
The zoot suit. Yeah,
you know
that.
Oh, you know, wow, you're such a young guy. You know what a zoot suit looks like, right?
You want to know why I know them? It's because of the fact.
That's it. I can see Darwin wearing that.
For Halloween, you see people wearing these all the time.
Yeah, Darwin Zook. I can see you as Z Daddy wearing that.
Z Daddy.
I'm into it.
Half asleep. Glasses are falling off his face.
I gotta make sure I know what it is.
Zoot suit Riot.
That should be. That should be Zoot Suit Ride should be your new intro when you come in. Instead of Nookie, we're gonna do a little Limp Bizkit. No Nookie.
I like it.
The Nookie.
Yeah, perfect.
Nookie.
I'm in.
So you want to redo his intro right now? All right, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, with his latest sports update, they call him Z Daddy. Some call him the Zookster. Darwin Zook Z Daddy Jones.
Perfect. This report sponsored by Geico. Great news. This makes it sound everything better. This is a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Well, you guys have been talking a lot of football, so I'm going to start with some baseball. How about Bryce Harper and the Phillies trailing the Cubs 5-1, entering the bottom of the ninth? They rally to stun the Cubs 7-5 because of this.
And a 2-2 on the way. Swung on, hit high and deep, right field, and that ball is...
Look at Harper go around the bases. He's
sprinting. Bryce Harper heading for the plate at full speed.
That is Scott Fransky, Phillies radio.
By the way, if I was the play-by-play guy, I would sound like that guy.
No, you wouldn't.
That ball is gone!
Okay, no, see, now I have to bring this up. I'm sorry to interrupt the update. And
I always get through about one of my 13
because this is where I have to. I have to educate.
I'm about to get smacked here.
I have to educate the youngins in the room. And so here's the problem. What you just did right there, Zach, and you did this on your call on the Temple-Penn State game.
I yelled.
Right. I'm going to teach you.
Intensity without yelling.
Correct.
Be real quiet here.
And no. When Zook just nailed it. When I learned this years ago from Vince McMahon. When you're doing play-by-play or call, Mikey B, you're an aspiring play-by-play man. Listen, you don't. There's a big difference in intensity between screaming and yelling and being excited. There's a big gap there.
Sure, but you're telling me that guy wasn't yelling?
A little bit. He was yelling. I want to hear it again.
Was fair.
I want to hear it again before I talk about the Ransky.
Okay. And a 2-2 on the way. Swung on, hit high and deep, right field, and that ball is gone!
On the goal?
Look at Harper go around the bases. He's
sprinting! Bryce Harper headed for the plate at full speed!
Is that possible to stop this? I'll tell you why he's not yelling. Because his inflection doesn't go higher.
To be fair, my headphones are actually up. Oh,
excuses.
Way too loud.
They're like pinkies. Everyone has one. All right, anyway.
I've never heard that one.
I just made it up. That's all I have. Just don't scream. You don't.
This is for Bruce Arians. This is for Steve Joachim. This is for the Klecko family.
Hey.
Raheem Brock. Wayne Harden.
Don't speak for themselves. Just say.
What was that? I missed that earlier.
What was that? That was Zach.
That's someone that's better than Mikey B at play-by-play.
Oh, no. Overmodulated, nice. Right?
The overmodulated Jones because you were screaming.
It's fine.
But listen, if you, Zook, if you go
did
to.
Did I win the poll?
I don't even know what you're talking about. So we did a side-by-side comparison between Mikey B's call when he was calling baseball at UVA to Zach's call when he called the football game with Temple since 1974, beat Penn State, the Nittany Lions.
Right.
And so we have it on. Do you have it handy or not so we can play the side-by-side? If not, Zook can just get it off of Twitter. That's just
yeah, and I have him get it off Twitter. We don't need to annoy
if you say so, Zach.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up.
That's Mikey.
Throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
Yeah. I like it.
This one is Zach.
The game is over. 74. No more. For the first time in 74 years, the Temple Owls have defeated the Nittany Lions of Penn State.
Now, hold on. Well, because it goes on forever. Now, hold on. Now, so, Zook, you're a professional broadcaster. What did you like better? Be honest and break it down real quick.
They're very different.
Stop making excuses!
They're very different.
Like
I would just
Everyone's
say Zach sounded a little like he was eating the microphone, but it was the excitement level was there in both. But the voice crack was very natural too,
which I liked. Was going through
it was natural.
He was 14 when he did it.
The natural thing. I like it. I like them both.
He's
built like a 15-year-old right now, and he's 39. But I digress.
He was living out a 14-year-old's dream, but he was, what, 28 at the time?
Yeah.
I'm 39,
how old, Mike,
too.
How old were you when you
didn't know that?
Probably 27, 28, something like that. It's been about 8, 9
he
years.
He looks so different, by the way, in that photo.
I know. He looked like a different guy. You look the same, but he looked different.
10 years ago. No, I'm adding
man, this radio gig's really aged you, bro.
It's perfection!
I look a lot younger, yes. I was also dyeing my hair then.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You said you were dying.
No, I was not. Now I just let it go gray.
He recovered.
My hair's been gray forever.
Oh, I thought you had, like, blonde tips or something.
No. My hair's been gray forever.
You could have been a Backstreet Boy with that picture.
Yeah, kind of had old school Michael Cole.
Spiky hair.
Sink, but whatever.
All right, good. Continue with the update. I'm
insane.
It's perfection!
All right, let's hear another call. This is Tom Hamilton, the legend. Speaking of Grand Slams, Jose Ramirez had himself a day as the Indians took on the Yankees.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right center field. Gardner back at the wall. It's gone into the Yankee bullpen. The third grand slam of the year for the Indians.
That's Tom Hamilton. Ramirez hit a two-run shot in the next inning. The Indians go on to hammer the Yanks 19-5. Yes.
You hear that swoosh in the background,
no,
by the way?
I actually was looking at the TV at Conor McGregor, who sucker-punched a guy double his age in a bar in Ireland.
You know why?
I don't know.
Because he's whistling. whiskey.
He wouldn't drink his
whiskey. He wouldn't drink his, I don't want to give promotion to his whiskey, but his whiskey.
Yeah, you just say
so
his whiskey.
So he sucker punches the guy with a left in the temple while the guy's got his back to him, and the guy is probably.
Guy barely reacted.
I know, really.
Yeah,
the guy must
be
the bomb, but this guy's got no punch left.
Swung it.
Well, he's Irish, too.
Yeah.
The guy that he punched was Irish.
Oh, they're in Ireland. Most people there are.
He was
Irish.
Probably drinking heavily. You know, you hear people in Ireland are very tough, so maybe the guy can withstand a Conor McGregor punch.
He showed that he could because he was like, oh, wow, what was that? A big mosquito?
McGregor's a jerk. He's a bully.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sick and tired of him. Loser.
All right. Hot take.
All right. Keep going here. NFL preseason.
Hot take Jones.
That's it.
If you guys need to cut me off, go for it. NFL preseason. Because we've only gone through two things and it's been about 10 minutes. So.
Just end the torturing now for Darwin. Yeah, He just tapped out, Paz.
Yeah, it was like a grappling match. Some quarterbacks look ready to go. I had a nice little segment here, too. They look ready to go.
You hear the ball sitting in right there?
Others do not. Thumbs up for Sam Darnold and Matt Ryan. Both look solid in limited action. Wow. Jets beat the Falcons 22-10. Thumbs down for Kyler Murray, as you guys were talking
Thumbs
about.
3 of 8
for 12 yards. Took a bad safety. Cardinals falling to the Raiders 33-26. Also a thumbs down to Andy Dalton. He tossed the pick six. Bengals beat the Redskins 23-13. We'll give an incomplete to Aaron Rodgers. He didn't play. That's appropriate, right? Sitting out with a tight back, Green Bay fell to the Ravens 26-13. And in golf, Taz, I know your favorite sport.
I love golf.
BMW Championship at Medina, second leg FedEx Cup. Second round going on this morning. Justin Thomas, Jason Kokrak tied at 7-under at top. Tiger Woods at -1. He has to finish in the top 12 to make it to Eastlake.
I know, I heard that.
Yeah.
Eastlake, yeah, that's the goal. Got to get to Eastlake.
Now, are you actually a big golf fan or just miniature golf?
No, he hates golf. I hate golf, but
Okay.
No, I don't really. I'm more of a I'm more of a mini golf connoisseur, aficionado, and regular golf gets on my nerves at times.
I could not be a golfer.
Where the guy to your left, Z Daddy Zook, loves the golf.
I do.
Loves
I do. Love watching golf. I got to do another update for another.
Oh, you have to leave?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
he just mentioned all these other shows.
Right, well, that's why you were getting a little discombobulated. Mm-hmm. We'll see you soon.
All right.
See you in a bit. That's Z Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. Did a great job on that update. Fair to Midland. All right, so we're going to go to break here. Other side of break, talk a little about Philip Rivers, backtracks on a bit of his Melvin Gordon comments. Got some chatter on what the heck's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Is there issues with him and his head coach, LaFleur? Taz with Zach sitting in for the Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know what we got going on a little while here? We got a little 1v1 for you people. Okay, if you want, you can call the show. We're talking Steelers versus Bills. What's the topic? Which team is happier they don't have Antonio Brown anymore?
Yes.
That's right. Is it the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Buffalo Bills? My Bills. So it'll be a 1v1, 855-212-4227. Excuse me. You can call and give your 1v1. Pardon me. It's time to ask the pros, people, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the CBSSportsRadio.com ask the pros and submit your question. By listening later, Zach, to the show, we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer care at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day, jobbers. Yes. So there you have it. That's the deal. Well, where's my garbage can? Not today. You got garbage? There you go.
Yeah, right
here. Pass. Gotcha. Nice catch. All right, so anyway, we're talking a little bit about Philip. Okay.
There's the garbage.
Did you nail that?
No, I missed.
Did you see that?
Going across the room.
Going across the room. It's pretty good. Like, wow. You guys got some shot. It helps when you're 6'9". So, Philip Rivers laid this out, my friend. He backtracked a little bit on his comments about his running back, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, so this goes back to a few weeks ago when Melvin Gordon wasn't showing up, and he's still not showing up because of the contract dispute. And Philip Rivers at first said, we love Melvin, but we're going to go with what we've got. A lot of people took that as controversial and as if he was ripping Melvin Gordon and not taking his side on this because of that whole unwritten rule, you never comment on another man's contract situation. I personally didn't really care for it. We'll get back to that in just a second. But then yesterday, he clarified a little bit. I think we have that sound.
Yeah, we do have that sound. Let's go to Rivers talk about Melvin Gordon on being out.
We want Melvin back. What he brings a lot to our offense. Right now our young guys, Justin and Eck and a couple other guys are sprinting. They're doing a heck of a job, and thankfully we have them. But we want Melvin back. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully we see him here before too long. I know Melvin knows. I'm pulling for him. And in saying that, that means you want what's best for him. You want him to feel great, and you want him to be at peace with how it all ends. And hopefully, it's right here. So he knows that.
Oh my God, backtrack, Jones. Yeah. So we were talking. You had mentioned that Philip Rivers' previous comments, and Rivers alluded to that. Let's take a listen here. Rivers talking about the previous comments on Gordon if they were manipulated.
Cut five!
No, I don't know if they changed my words. It was just, bits and parts of it. It was really a two-sentence statement, It was here's this, and then it was, but we got to go with what we got, So, and I think if you can watch it, like anything, right, you hear it, you hear the tone. That's why text messages can get you in trouble sometimes, too, right? You're like, oh, you didn't hear me say it. I said it like this, So, all's good. All's good. I just know that makes it harder on Melvin too, right? Because then you want him to know what you mean and how you feel about it.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah. And I think he's talked to a lot of the guys. Yeah. So again, it's more encouraging because he hates being away.
Oh God,
I have no problem with what he said.
Okay, hold on a second, Hotshot. Relax. Okay, first of all, just calm down. Calm yourself down. All right. So he made a statement there, and you're ready to give your hot take. And I understand, Zach. Just give me a second.
It's not a hot take.
Don't get insulted, please. This week can turn bad quick. Okay, it almost happened yesterday. Play nice. Okay? Play nice, young man.
It happened at 9 o'clock.
But you did tell me yesterday. You said the weekend could be happening. You think you probably survived. And then
yeah, I know.
Your army's going to come after me.
It's Taz o'clock somewhere.
That's right, buddy.
Landmines everywhere.
You got to be careful. But no, Rivers, all kidding aside. But he said something at the top of that last drop we played, Zach. He said, paraphrasing a little bit here, he said, it was only two sentences or something like that. Mm-hmm. But this being in the communication business, what we do, and people know this, even if you're not in radio or TV, words have power. That cliche sentence, words have power, sure, is true. You got to be careful. Now, I understand what Rivers is saying. Things could be taken out of context. If you don't hear it or know the whole, you can't just take one bullet point of what someone says. I that happens a lot in radio where you take one statement and you didn't hear the front end or back end. And now you're
lambasted.
Correct. So why don't you share with the audience the old statement, that the original statement, I should say, that Rivers said.
We love Melvin, but we're going to go with what we've got.
Right. So, yeah, that's all he said? Because I could have sworn when Moose and I talked about this, there's a little bit more to that statement than that.
That's the quote that I have here.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Okay. So
there may have been more to it. But
our research team's looking into it right now.
To your point, though. I remember when we were talking about this, or when I was talking about it a few weeks ago, I said he could have said it better, but I never thought there was anything malicious in there where he was attacking Melvin Gordon. For me, I thought it was more so, we love Melvin, and by him saying we love Melvin, I interpreted that as we want Melvin here, but since he's not here, we're going with what we have right now on the roster, because as a quarterback, you have to move on if people aren't there.
I agree with everything you say. And this is something that Moose and I actually agreed with immensely when this topic came up with Rivers. And Mike, when you find it, let me know if you find it. So, yes, your last sentence was, you got to move on, and Rivers is saying that. And I don't disagree with that. You do have to move on if the guy's not going to sign his deal. Of course, not. The problem is you can't say it to the public. If you're Phil, listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you're Philip Rivers, you, even though it's true, there are certain things that are said in the quarterback room, in the offense room, in the locker room.
Not
for public consumption. And when you are a guy who's a big-time veteran like Philip Rivers, a leader amongst men on that, I'm going to say San Diego, on the Los Angeles Chargers, you can't say what he said. Hey, Mike, you got the whole thing?
Yeah, so the full quote here from Philip Rivers. They're going, speaking about the running backs, they're going to get a lot of work. It certainly is a deep position for us, and those guys all love to play and work hard. We love Melvin, but we're going to go with what we've got. It's a pretty dang good group.
There you go. See, so it wasn't, you see what I'm saying? It was more. See, by him endorsing, and hear me off just one second, him endorsing the younger guys on the depth chart that are sweating, that are
practicing. You took that as a shot.
If I'm a former athlete. If I'm Melvin Gordon, I'm going to be offended.
So let's use your athlete expertise. and also your media background expertise,
which is expert.
I am the reporter. You yes. are Philip Rivers. Let's go back to a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Philip, Melvin Gordon isn't here. Anything you'd like to comment on?
We're
doing
a little role play here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say the thing again.
All right.
Well, it's not going to be Philip Rivers. He's a lot taller than me.
Philip, Melvin isn't here. Where's your confidence with the running backs, and what do you think about the whole situation?
Ask it one more time. Philip, I was trying to find something. I'm sorry. I was half a pin.
Philip, Melvin isn't here. What are your thoughts on that situation, and how about the other running backs on the roster?
Well, Melvin Gordon's a great running back. He's a massive part of not just our offense, our team. He's loved in the locker room. We love him. We miss him. We can't wait for him to be back. We're confident that this will happen. He'll be back with us. Currently, the guys we have on our roster, the other running backs on the depth chart, they're playing great. They're working hard right now. They have a similar work ethic to Melvin Gordon. Yeah, and we want to win football games, and we can't wait for this to get rectified with Melvin.
Perfect.
That's what he should have said. And something in that, because that's nothing in there. What I said right there was typical, just vanilla.
Players, coaches speak.
And you have to do that.
Here's the thing, though. I think that was his intention. I don't think he wanted this thing to blow up.
I agree. He just did
a bad job explaining it.
You can't, though. Right. You're right. Everything you just said, okay. Zach, I agree with what you just said. But you can't, it's like we're not allowed to come on here and curse. So if we slip and just drop bad words and say, oh, we didn't mean to, but it might be a bad example, but I think you get my drift. Like, our intent wasn't to curse, but it just came out in conversation. You still can get in trouble.
Most of the times when an athlete says, oh, my words are taken out of context, and, oh, you know, it wasn't the way that I intended it to be. Like, I don't believe them, because what you say is what you said. On this one, I and maybe it's because
you're giving him a pass. You have no problem.
I give him a pass. I still don't think there was anything malicious. He knows at the end of the day.
Almost happened again. You saw that, right? My eye.
Yeah. That would have been bad.
I know. It would have been bad.
He knows at the end of the day, they are a better football team with Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
It's an awkward situation because when you're an athlete, you get asked these questions every day. If you don't give the media what they want, they're going to keep on pestering you for the answers. So he was being supportive of the younger guys because there's a chance that Melvin Gordon isn't there week one. And if not, you need those younger guys ready to go because the Chargers have a history of getting off to bad starts. And this is a team that has big expectations this year, and they're competing against the Chiefs, and they're going to want to win this division. Now, Schefter did provide a little update on the situation yesterday. Adam Schefter.
Oh, yeah. No, because I'm not a big fan of the reporters when people just spit out their name like everyone knows their nicknames. Waj and Schefter. What's the other guy?
Waj.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, I hate when people do that.
Who's the other one?
Rapster. The Raptor?
Ian Rappaport?
Yeah, that guy. Say the name, please.
JLC, Jason Luckenfor.
Oh, he's been a guest on our show. I actually remember, Mike, that used to really bother me. Then I started to really like JLC.
He's a good dude.
Personally like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I usually don't play well with the reporter people.
So, Schefty. So,
well, now at least you said his name, so we know who he is.
Chargers and Melvin Gordon have not made progress towards a new deal per sources. Gordon still wants to return in time for the regular season, but he's prepared to sit out if no new deal is reached per source.
Yeah, well.
I don't think he's playing week one.
Dude, I'm with you. I don't think he's playing week one either. You know, it's crazy, man. The whole running back situation, like across the NFL, how it's just, and I don't know if it started last year or the year before. Man, it's like, dude, it's seriously, it's like they're becoming specialist. Like, and I don't know where I read this or heard this. I'm sure you were on top of this too, or Mike was, but it was something, I don't remember who it was, I should know, and I can't recall, saying that they should have a separate agent just for running backs. Did you hear this or something? Yeah, somebody said this somewhere. We could find it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm for or against that. That's their business. But my point is this, Zach. It's crazy to me how over the past couple of years, the running back spot, it's like they become specialists, almost like a kicker to a certain degree, and a different physicality, obviously. But they're specialists in lacrosse, in the great sport of lacrosse. Okay, a face-off guy, the guy who does the face-offs. Okay, it's called, a lot of times it's called the Fogo. You probably don't know what Fogo means. Most people don't.
Fogo de Chao?
No.
Brazilian steakhouse?
No. Was it for a union for the running back?
Yes, it was a union for running back.
Just for running backs. Okay, so it was an agent, my bad. So My bad. I'm sorry. My mistake.
The my bads are out the window.
Yeah. So the thing is. So like, there's specialists in lacrosse too. Like another specialist in lacrosse, I mentioned a face-off guy. Okay. So a face-off guy is the guy who's going to win the face-off. It's called a FOGO. That stands for face-off, get-off. Ah. They face-off, then they get off the field. Okay. They're a specialist. Same thing here, like with running backs. I think they're becoming like specialists.
They're also adjusting that they're not used the same way, and they still expect to be paid the same way, and they don't like being looked at as vulnerable.
Right. Oh, I know, and I get all that. All right, we got a lot to cover. We're going to go camping. Hey, Mike, we're going camping. We're at the campgrounds, NFL camps on the side of the break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.